Welcome. Today we will discuss overpressure protection in industrial systems, focusing on a crucial comparison: safety valves versus rupture discs. What are the core differences?
When it comes to overpressure protection, the comparison between safety valves and rupture discs is inevitable. Both devices protect personnel, equipment, and production processes, yet they operate in fundamentally different ways. Understanding these differences means making an informed choice, avoiding unnecessary costs, or worse, underestimating operational risk. Before diving into the technical details, here are the key takeaways. A rupture disc provides full leak-tight sealing, operates only once, and guarantees zero leakage until activation. A safety valve is reusable, but requires periodic maintenance and has a higher initial investment cost. In many critical plants, a combined configuration offers the most comprehensive and efficient protection.
Let's look at the mechanics. How do they really work and differ in their activation?
The main difference between a safety valve and a rupture disc lies in their activation principle. A safety valve is a mechanical device calibrated to a specific set pressure. When system pressure exceeds the preset value, the valve opens progressively, releases excess fluid, and once normal conditions are restored, it recloses. This allows reuse and operational continuity without replacing the component. A rupture disc, on the other hand, is a calibrated membrane that bursts instantaneously when the burst pressure is reached. The action is sharp, immediate, and irreversible. Once activated, the disc must be replaced. This is the first true decision criterion: controlled and reusable modulation, or instantaneous and definitive intervention.
Leak tightness and emissions are often overlooked factors. Why are they so critical in process plants?
In many chemical or pharmaceutical plants, sealing performance makes a real difference. By design, a rupture disc ensures zero leakage until activation. There is no weeping, no evaporation of hazardous or costly fluids. This is crucial when handling toxic gases, corrosive media, or controlled atmospheres. A safety valve, although designed to provide tight shutoff, may over time develop micro-leakage due to seat wear or fluid contamination. Therefore, it requires scheduled inspection and maintenance. In high-purity systems, this distinction is not theoretical. It is operational.
If there is no universal answer, what are the specific advantages and limitations of a rupture disc?
A rupture disc offers typically lower initial cost compared to a safety valve in standard applications, enabling optimized capital expenditure, especially in plants with multiple protection points. It features an extremely fast response time, bursting within milliseconds, managing pressure spikes without mechanical lag. It provides perfect leak-tight sealing until activation, even with light gases or highly volatile fluids. Plus, with no moving parts, there are no springs, seats, or guides subject to progressive wear, ensuring highly predictable performance over time. Its main limitation is being a single-use device. After activation, the plant must be shut down to replace the disc, investigate root causes, and fully restore operations. In continuous processes, downtime can significantly impact operating costs and production schedules.
And what about safety valves? What benefits do they bring, and what limits them?
The primary advantage of a safety valve is that it is a reusable device. After relieving pressure, the valve can automatically reseat and resume operation if no damage occurred, minimizing downtime in non-critical events. It also offers a modulated and controlled discharge, where the opening is proportional to excess pressure, reducing mechanical shock and maintaining system stability. This makes it ideal for recurring or temporary overpressure events in dynamic production environments. However, the main limitation is a higher initial investment and the need for periodic maintenance. Regular inspections, recalibration, and internal component checks are required. Improper maintenance may compromise set pressure accuracy and reliability. In continuous manufacturing plants, reusability may represent a midterm economic advantage, but in contamination-sensitive processes, rupture discs are often preferred.
You mentioned that we don't always have to choose just one. How does the combined use work in critical systems?
In complex industrial environments, the comparison between safety valves and rupture discs does not end with an either-or decision. Often, the answer is both. Installing a rupture disc upstream of a safety valve is not simple redundancy, but an advanced engineering solution that separates sealing function from pressure regulation. This configuration offers concrete advantages. It protects the safety valve from corrosive or contaminating fluids, provides full leak-tight isolation of the valve until activation, reduces maintenance, extends the valve's service life, and improves set pressure accuracy and long-term reliability. From both economic and operational perspectives, a combined system balances capital expenditure, maintenance cost, and operational risk. In high-value production environments, this solution often proves the most sustainable over the long term, representing the safest engineering standard in chemical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical, and energy sectors.
From a consultative engineering approach, how should process engineers select the right device?
Selection should never be driven by unit price alone. It must result from an integrated technical and economic evaluation, considering life cycle sustainability and operational continuity. Key factors include fluid characteristics, like corrosiveness, toxicity, viscosity, and particulate content, alongside the frequency and severity of overpressure events. Engineers must also weigh the requirement for absolute leak tightness, the cost of plant downtime, maintenance strategies, and regulatory compliance, like PED. Additional management-level considerations include residual risk assessment, plant safety policies, and alignment with corporate HSE frameworks. An incorrect selection may impact not only operational costs, but also personnel safety, corporate reputation, and overall process resilience. At Donadon SDD, we support engineers and technical managers in application analysis, evaluating the entire operational context to align protection systems with both safety and productivity goals.
To sum it all up, what are the key points for an informed decision?
To summarize, if the objective is maximum sealing integrity and zero leakage risk, a rupture disc offers a structural advantage. If operational continuity with repeated interventions is the priority, a safety valve provides greater flexibility. And when the process is critical, a combined configuration ensures the most comprehensive protection.